It's not right for a school of terrorism to be located in our own backyard. And we will hold those responsible. We will hold those responsible and shut down this school.
Officers were quoted in the government media, that was Novedade, their newspaper, as saying, "We are only putting into practice what we learned at the School of the Americas," and now they're calling that human rights violation. After the overthrow of the Somoza dictatorship by the people of Nicaragua in 1979, the officers trained at the SOA formed the basis of the counter-revolutionary army, funded, armed, and trained by the United States to wage war against the new government. In what was called at the time state-sponsored terrorism, these forces blew up schools, health clinics, and agricultural cooperatives, and tortured and killed civilians.
We investigated. We found out that the colonel in charge of that battalion, Colonel Gustavo Matamoros, also was a former student of the School of the Americas. When Colombia Support Network called him to find out why the paramilitaries so freely could kill this person that is located in a city that is heavily under the protection of the military, and we explained to him that we were from the United States, he said it was none of our business to call him.
Hola, ¿cómo están?
How are you, everybody?
Estoy contento de estar con ustedes hoy.
I'm really happy to be with you today.
De ver tanta expresión de solidaridad y apoyo hacia las víctimas de la guerra de Colombia.
To see so much solidarity, to see so much concern for the victims of Colombia.
Apoyamos una salida pacífica y negociada a la crisis de violación de derechos humanos que vive nuestro país.
Lori Berenson is in prison because of Vladimiro Ilyanovich Montesinos Torres, now also in prison, a graduate of the School of Assassins. This dirty lowlife is responsible for the murder, torture, and disappearance of numerous people in his years running Peru's Inteligencia Nacional Servicio.
Hi, we're here from Critical Mass. A Critical Mass is a big bike ride, and all around the world, in cities all around the world, once a month people get together and do these massive bike rides. And we do them here in D.C. the first Friday of every month. And we do it for lots of different reasons, because we love riding our bikes, because we want to show there's different modes of transportation and remind cars that bikes are out there.
La Asociación de Afrocolombianos se forma a raíz de los desplazamientos que se han venido dando en los territorios donde hemos vivido históricamente. Porque son unos territorios que son ricos en recursos naturales, en una gran biodiversidad. Y porque ahí se quieren hacer grandes megaproyectos. Entonces la población que está ubicada en ese territorio es objetivo militar para lograr que se vayan del territorio y entonces poder implementar sus obras.
Well, it's upsetting, it really is, because I had a really good job, was working and had a lot of things going for me. I went from working 60 hours to 30 hours after September 11th to no hours.
Right now I'm feeling a very warm feeling right now that people are coming together and they're not succeeding in keeping us away. They're trying very hard, but we're growing. And this is very comforting, very reassuring. The protest against the Vietnam War started out small, a lot smaller than this.
Thank you. handful of people that believe the same thing that you do, but, you know, to see so many people, it's great.
Yeah, it's great to see, you know, so many people coming out to, you know, basically speak their minds against this war on, quote, terrorism. But also, it's just great to have so many people that just are happy to be here and smiling. You see so many kids, you know, and just look at it. It's like this is the melting pot. You know, you see every kind of person here. You know, everybody you could imagine is here, which means we are united for some things. You know,
that's right.
Yeah, definitely. And hopefully, the powers that be will get the message.
You could just mention your name.
Iliai, Haile Selassie I, King Rastafari. Yes, I'm an out here today, born in racism and born in our war on the battlefield, you know, in front of the White House, you know, burning down our colonial powers and just our racism, because we need peace upon the earth, you know. It's saying called righteousness exalt the earth, you know. Righteousness is fullness and everything thereof, the Most High, you see. So just love on fire! Hey! Born racism.
Damn,
yeah, my name is Kofi. I'm coming out to Boo York, you know, I'm on treading earth.
Boo York?
Yeah, I'm coming out to Boo York and I'm treading earth. See? It's just peace and love and respect to all people.
And what are you feeling right now, man?
I'm just feeling powerful and feeling enough righteous energy, you know?
Excellent.
Feeling pleased to be here amongst people who against war and against racism.
I'm sitting here hoping to just see continuous oceans of people come up here. I'd like to see this whole place completely filled up so we can barely move.
I'm very excited about what, you know, what all those people who are around. After 9/11, actually, the activism was kind of down. I mean, is that true? The activism was going to submissive by all those terrorist attacks. But this is a chance that, you know, we are back. The activists are still alive in the United States, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's our responsibility to be here to tell Bush that we are not agree with you. There's so many people not agree with you, so, you know, you better watch out. Actually, he's a warlord. That's what I can tell.
Well, I think everyone has souls.
Yeah, everybody has souls, but most of them are really sad because what's happening to us and everything.
Most of people are really sad? You're feeling sadness?
Yeah.
Some people are feeling sad, some people are feeling really happy and empowered, too. Do you feel happy about things sometimes?
Yeah, but I'm sad what's happening now.
Really? Sorry that you're sad. What makes you sad?
That, like, Jewish people are killing a lot of Muslims, and I wish they could just stop.
I'm going to be talking about the case of Rabia Haddad, who has been held without criminal charges since December 14th, without any evidence produced against him, denied bail. In that respect, he's like many hundreds of immigrants, particularly Arabs and Muslims, who have been racially profiled by this government. But there are some respects in which his case is unique. He is co-founder of Global Relief Foundation, which is the second largest Muslim charity based in the United States, and they were also shut down, their assets seized, the organization shut down by the federal government on December 14th, with no criminal charges placed against them. They were just unilaterally shut down by Ashcroft's Justice Department, and they have sued to, you know, be allowed the right to continue operating as a U.S. organization, and the government has come back with the USA Patriot Act and has attempted for the first time ever to use so-called secret evidence against Global Relief Foundation. And this is a threat not only against Global Relief, obviously, and the Muslim and Arabic communities, but if they can go after a U.S.-based organization, such as Global Relief, like this, they can go after every single organization represented at this rally in the same way. You know, we joined the Chicago Coalition Against War and Racism. Our organization is the Chicago Anti-Bashing Network, which is a gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender liberation organization.
Oh, really?
We joined because we know what it's like for our community to be attacked by complete strangers on the street simply for who we are. We know what it's like to have our places of worship attacked by bigots. We know what it's like to have the government pass discriminatory laws against us. And so when we see that happening against another community, we feel it's incumbent upon us to step up to the plate in solidarity, not just with words, not just with press releases, but actually get out in the streets and defend other people the way we would like people to defend us, the way the people did when Matthew Shepard was murdered.
Very mad and very angered, you know. It's clear that our government doesn't want to leave any friend for us in the world, you know. We stand alone. We have only one friend in the world, which is called Israel. A state is built on terrorism and built on racism. It's the reincarnation of the idea of Nazism itself.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. The only apartheid system on earth is our friend. Okay.
Associate member of the Raging Grannies. The real Raging Grannies are a bunch of women from Vermont. They just perform at the big stage. But I think it's a great concept, and I'm a granny, and I'm raging against a lot of things.
I talked to some Gray Panthers when I worked for the Columbus Maturity Foundation. Ever heard of them?
Oh, sure. I'm a member.
Do you remember the Gray Panthers?
I am. Yep.
And maybe starting with an emotional level, how are you feeling emotionally right now?
You know, I feel so hopeful that there's so many young people here. In the 80s, I was just said to a friend of mine, we went to demonstrations and rallies in the 80s. If we saw anybody under 50, it was like a rarity. And now there are so many young people here. Thank goodness, thank the goddess, thank somebody, that you young folks are out here and energized and angry and, you know, ready to do what you have to do to change things.
I think people have come here for various reasons, but I think the overall feel of people is that I think they're tired and frustrated with the hypocrisy, the contradictions of a system that speaks of democracy, but speaks of democracy but only for the few and not for the many.
Right.
So I would say that, yes, there's various issues here, but I think the underlying current among everyone here is that they want an alternative.
And on an emotional level, what's going on with you?
Basically, I feel good. I think it's very important, definitely after 9/11, that people begin not to be fearful of protesting, of dissenting voices. It's also raise critical analysis, you know, of capitalism. And I think it's a good beginning stage. What I think will be an even more greater consciousness of looking concretely to what, you know, what we have to do to change the situation that we have in front of us.
Totally unheard of what is happening in the world, not just Israel and the Palestinians, but it's just totally unreal. I mean, you know, we are violent. That's all we are. We are nothing but a violent country. We are everywhere. We're in Bosnia. We're in Yemen. What are we doing? What is it proving? We don't have money for education and to get our economy going, yet and still all you hear is bombs. Bombing Afghanistan and all this.
And so on an emotional level, this is an anger and a frustration.
It is every day I wake up thinking of this, because it's totally unreal that you won't give people a chance to live. And then when you look at that squatter in the White House saying that, because that's what he is, he didn't get there, you know, he's a squatter. And basically when you're looking at that, and he's saying that Ariel Sharon is a man of peace, if that's what a man of peace is, then they should throw him out, Cheney out, Colin Powell out, you know. And everybody else that goes along with them, like Condoleezza Rice, they are evil. The evilness is here. When he says access of evil, it's right here.
For ever since September 11th and everything that's happened, I felt completely alone. I live in a small town, and everyone has their SUVs with the American flag going, God bless America, bloody, bloody, sporting the war. And it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I felt so alone until today.
I kind of felt alone, but I feel like being here has definitely given you more like self-esteem and courage to join together and stand up for your own opinion, that it's okay to have an opinion, and you're not a terrorist for having one.
Stop!
peace is patriotic.
Thank you.
I'm definitely excited by it. Just, you know, yeah, I'm excited by the activity. By masses. This kid inspires me, you know? You know why? He doesn't give a fuck. He's like 16 years old and he's waving the Palestinian flag on top of like a major, like a real landmark in D.C. You know, and it's like an image that you would get out of like Time magazine of what's going on in like Afghanistan or something, but it's right here in D.C. And it's cool to witness.
I just want peace for my people. We have been brutalized for a long time.
Who's your people?
Palestinians, of course. It's time for justice, time for peace. It's time for U.S. to stop helping Israelis and bring back the peace.
What are you feeling emotionally right now?
Well, I am upset. What can I say?
My name is Amadi. We're from New York, and we're organizing around the Millions for Reparations March that we're going to have here in D.C. in August 17th for reparations.
Yeah, there's a lot of New Yorkers here.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a very important issue in regards to the state of affairs right now internationally. That what's going on in Palestine is a crime against humanity. And we unite with it because what has happened to African people here has been a crime against humanity. And oppressed people must stand together. And that's why we're here in solidarity with the Palestinian people and struggling for our self-determination. But we're also part of the lawsuit that was filed about a month ago in Brooklyn, New York, in the federal Eastern District that dealt with corporations that profited from slave labor. And so we are part
which
of that.
Which corporations were targeted?
We targeted Aetna,
right,
and CSX, which is the railroad company, and Fleet Boston, which has slave ships. You know, they started off on the slave trade.
Mumi is innocent, and we just want him free. That's about it.
Not speaking to the AP, but on a personal, emotional level, what kind of emotion are you feeling right now?
Well, I mean, it's another day of work. It's always good to cover a good story, and this is a good story because it's been no arrest on a whole day, 35,000 people on the street, no arrest.
And where does that estimate come from?
That's an estimate that ranking police officers have been given out.
De cuál país, sir?
Nosotros somos de Honduras.
De Honduras.
Y estamos apoyando esta manifestación porque creemos en la justicia, pensamos que la guerra ahorita en el Medio Oriente es injusta, que el apoyo de los Estados Unidos al Estado de Israel es injusto, que Israel debe salirse de los territorios ocupados, y también estamos en contra del Plan Colombia, creemos que también solo fomenta la guerra y el sufrimiento del pueblo colombiano.
In the pandemic going on in Africa, and the solution has to be designed there, otherwise we're going to have a pandemic over here in our nation.
I put my head down to pray with the speaker on the stage, and he kind of mocked me. I think that their exact words were, "Oh, look, she's praying to her Lord Jesus Christ," but, you know, in that real sarcastic, making fun of you voice.
We're from New York State, all over, and we came down here just to represent, I guess, New York State. I don't really know. We don't really represent. We're just a radical cheerleading group.
Radical cheerleading.
Yeah, radical cheerleading. They're from there, all over the country. So.
What emotion are you feeling right now?
I'm really tired, but I was really excited about today. I love coming to protest. I love the energy that's everywhere. And we were really pumped today, and we did a really good job with all our cheers. That's why we're all sitting down right now. So.
We're joining the international community. We are joining people from Bangladesh, from London, from Greece, from Los Angeles, from Norway, from New York, from Sweden, from Tokyo, from everywhere. Right now, San Francisco is having a demonstration like this, 30,000 people. So I'd like to end by telling you in Arabic, and that translates to, the flames of resistance will rage
the beginning I've been feeling very heavy since I've got here.
Basically, we might be a very young generation, but we are a young generation and we are going to write this history. We're going to make our future. We are going to work for our struggles. And it is not our fault that we're writing such horrible history.
Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
M16, Apache plane, F-16 tanks will not be able to destroy our dreams. But you should know that they are paid from this country, from your tax money. So you should be responsible for how your taxes are being paid. Take responsibility.
I'm gonna fox the sense Amelia, booming in my pocket.
Give us your hungry, your restless. We'll show you democracy, a military trial, and detention indefinitely. We'll have homeland security. Thomas Rich, all hail.
It struck me that we should all probably be wearing suits. I thought we should all wear suits. To strengthen the movement, you know?
Oh, you mean everyone have a similar garb?
No, I felt like, yeah, I thought everyone should be wearing, you know, some sort of business suits to show that we meant business, you know, that kind of thing.
Generally, against the appointed executives that are illegally running this country right now, felt a need to speak out, to make my presence known, make some noise, and like that.
What emotions have you been feeling today?
What emotions have I been feeling today? I've been feeling some release today. It's very frustrating when it's in the middle of the country. There's a lot of the propaganda comes through very heavy, and there's a lot of people who don't read indie media, who don't have access to the Pacifica News, Amy Goodman's news, and like that, and basically really don't know what's going on. I'm not saying that.
So you're talking about frustration that you've been feeling over time.
Yeah, and then to come here and to join with my brothers and sisters in a call for peace around the world. It's very uplifting. It's very uplifting. Very satisfying. Especially to see the crowd here. I know that the corporate media is going to spin this and say there's only about half a dozen people here, but you and I both know that there's got to be 100,000 people here. The crowd stretches from the Capitol building almost all the way back to the monument, to the Washington Monument, and that's at least 100,000 people. And I've been coming to demonstrations here since Vietnam, since 1970. And, you know, it's what it takes. It's what it takes. We stop that war and we'll stop this one.
Because, you know, we've been the victim of a popular fiction. They want to tell you it's about Muslims and Jews and we can't get along.
We hear on television and we hear from the government a really pro-Israel kind of stance. And I think it's important that those of us in America who actually believe that, you know, what is happening is wrong. I mean, it's about time that we see the masses of people that really believe this, because you don't really see, I mean, you're not hearing as much of this side of the picture from in the mass media. So I think it's important that, I mean, it's made known that, I mean, Israel has a right to its own homeland, but Palestinians just as much have been living on that land for just as long. And I don't think, you know, biblical or not, you know, that you can simply go in and stampede people and kill people and think that that's your justified right to go in and take
that
over land.
That's not at all what I'm saying. I don't feel that they...
At any means, you're saying because it was said in the Bible that the Jews are the chosen people and that, you know, that is their land. I mean, can people not live together? I mean,
they should be able to live together. But I'm not thinking that their tactics are right. I'm just saying that I understand them. The way they're going about doing it is wrong, and inevitably Israel will belong to the Jews. I just believe that. But the way that they're going about it is not the way it's inevitably going to come out. It's going to happen different than the way they're pursuing it.
Oh, really? I mean, yeah.
Are you guys a couple, if I might ask?
Yeah, we're a couple.
This is great.
No, I don't
want to
interview.
No, both.
I'm interested.
Okay. Okay.
All of us today are going home, and we are talking to our communities, and we are talking to our neighbors. We all know you don't sit around and be waiting to be invited to be an activist.
Of our civil rights and the shredding of our constitution.
guy from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We're forward in this generation, triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? It's all I ever had. Redemption songs. Redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. Not but ourselves, get free our minds. Have no gift for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop these times.
Haciendo un boicot contra Taco Bell, ¿verdad? Porque él es que consume los tomates, lo que los pescadores que pescan del campo compran acá, y ya ellos se enriquecen, va, de lo barato que compran. Taco Bell, ya los pescadores, pues, le pagan una miseria, ¿tú me entiendes?
A little bit louder, three. We want justice for farm workers, one. We are the people, two. A little bit louder, three. We want justice for all workers, one.
We are future.
Well, I mean, in terms of national security, the United States is not winning itself any friends in trying to quell anti-American sentiment throughout the rest of the world. The actions that they're taking right now are some of the most single-minded, self-interested policies that could possibly be taken by any one nation in a unilateral fashion, in a fashion that's so undemocratic and so unconcerned with the interests of the rest of the world that, you know, the poor and disheartened throughout the world can only help but feel alienated and marginalized by the world's hegemonic power at this point, and can only feel that this is a sustained effort against them. I mean, if once you become that marginalized, the mentality is one of desperation. And when desperation is created, you see the world in a different way, and you don't see other options available to you, and your thinking becomes a whole lot more consolidated, and you begin to see the United States potentially as your enemy because it's working in ways that are not beneficial to you at all. So,
maybe can you mention what your experience is in Latin America?
For everybody, anybody who's ever gone to jail for what they believe in, prisoners of conscience, different.
Yeah, I work in a region of Venezuela called the Paria, which is a district right along the border with Colombia. It's a lawless region. There's no government control over there, and it's completely destabilized. Both by the politics of Colombia, but U.S. policy towards Colombia. Venezuelan border is not the border that's on the map. It's 30 miles east because the Venezuelan government does not want to get into any sort of border disputes with Colombia or the paramilitaries or the guerrillas. And it's a destabilized region. There are thousands of people living there. I mean, at least 100,000 people who have no government there to provide them with any services, to provide them with a system of law or justice whatsoever, and they're suffering immensely.
What people are you talking about?
Talking about indigenous people, for example, like the Bari Indians. They're peasants who live there, who are of a mestizo background.
B-A-R-I, actually?
Yeah, B-A-R-I, Bari. It's a bad situation, and right now I have to begin myself to monitor the region with the Plan Colombia policy of the United States on the spraying of insecticides to stop coca production, to stem what they say is to stem the cocaine problem growth. You know, it's getting into the water system and the ecosystem on the whole, and it's actually going to. Those insecticides are going to cross the border, literally, and into Lake Maracaibo. Lake Maracaibo, that region is the heartland, the agricultural heartland of Venezuela. And those insecticides are going to get into the agricultural heartland of Venezuela. It's going to have a negative effect on the overall ecology of that region.
Thank you. I was. We are the people of the Illuminati.
We want to drop the dead now!
Well, some of the police officers are here to maintain neutrality, okay? And they, you know, whether their feelings or what their feelings are, they can't express their view if they approve of one thing or disapprove of another thing. So sometimes it's easier for them just not to say something.
Yeah, I certainly understand that on a practical level. I write for the Spanish Journal and Indie Media in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. If you'd be willing to give your name.
Sure, Lieutenant Phil Beck.
Phil Beck. How would you say the weekend has been going? Were you involved in yesterday?
I was here yesterday, and from what I could tell, it was very peaceful and orderly.
No arrests yesterday?
There were some arrests, but, you know, not... On Park Police jurisdiction, the only arrest that we had was for a vending violation.
So things have gone pretty much as well as could be hoped, I guess.
Sure. From my standpoint, I believe that things are going well.
What have you been feeling on an emotional level?
Well, there you go. I can't comment on that. You know, I have to be objective in everything, and I have to maintain my objectivity, so I can't really, you know, espouse what I feel inside. You know, if I did, some people might get offended that, well, the police feel this and they're not, you know, sympathetic to my cause. You know.
Oh, it's anger for me. Like I'm angry about it. I'm mad that that people are blind, that people can't figure it out. That's why I'm here. Is that. Mostly so that other people can see me, and hopefully, like, a spark will go off, and they'll start thinking about why everyone's doing this, you know, why we're all here. Because, I mean, it doesn't do me any good to sit around here, and because all these people are doing the same thing I'm doing. It was exhilarating, and it really just filled me with a lot of joy and hope for what it is that we can accomplish.
Your lucky cat won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little walls.
Getting out there is like a nervousness, but like an excitement, you know, for like change that like we thought that, which is what we're trying to do here, you know, just like really exciting, you know, deep emotion. It's really nice.
Oh, I feel good that there are this many students here, young people, all generations. It's feeling good that we have this type of solidarity and this type of awareness already. I didn't know the awareness was at this level.
It was Arabs that did this. And Arabs took over this thing and used caravans to come all the way through. They're the ones that started. Now they're getting their message up through y'all educated bubble. They're gonna ride right underneath of there until you say, oh, we peace, peace. And then they're gonna pop up through Mecca 5 times a day. You cover up. You no more. It's all over with. This is a bubble they're riding on you with, and you are being used. You've been used, and you think, oh, I'm a protest against slavery. I'm a protest against racism. I'm a protest against all the world ills and things. And soon as people like me, we go into the mountains, and we're going to just, hey, you ain't going to solve no problems. The best way to solve problems is for you yourself is to dress up in a suit and go down there and change laws instead of thinking this gonna. No, you're not gonna do that.
Exactly.
You're not gonna do that.
Because
people don't wanna go back the way you want them to go. They don't. You think they do. I bet your parents ain't nothing like you. All right. Hey, anytime.
Well, what's your name? Where are you from? I'm from Milwaukee. I'm writing for the Spanish Journal in the indie media there.
Oh, okay. I'm from Washington, D.C. My name is Abe. A-B-E.
Now, I just have one question. What's your emotion? What is the emotional state that you're seeing right now?
I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I believe that we done had a lot of problems in the world, but we're not going to solve things.
No, but what are you feeling?
Wait a minute. It's nothing to solve. Everything is all right. What am I feeling for? My damn heroes are being attacked. My heroes. My heroes are being abused here. My heroes are being abused.
Zionist.
You're not a writer. You're not a reporter. You are a media. You've been trapped by the media. You're not a pure writer. You're one of these, like that little fat lady from Africa got up there. You believe in all these numbers. Again, you can come back and straighten them out. Y'all are useless. Go somewhere else.
There's anger for the global situation. There's global anger for the local situation. And, you know, there's just general frustration with the fact that it's a very slow process. So it's a fight. Such powerful organizations and to really change the situation. And so I think that there's frustration, I think there's anger, and for a bunch of different reasons. And then also I think that an emotion that comes up for me is the fact that a lot of times protesters are shown as just emotional and not thinking, not educated about the issues. And you know, and it's really easy for the media to play on that because you can get caught up in the emotional moment and you can really know your facts, but it can be very difficult for you to articulate them because you're in the moment of, oh no, this is wrong, you know, no U.S. military intervention in Colombia, I'm really feeling this, and then somebody, you know, jumps in and says, oh, you know, what do you think about it, and then you're unable to articulate yourself. So I think that really a lot of the media portrayal of protesters is that they are very emotional and that they don't lack emotion. I think the real portrayal is that they don't have strategy and that they're not tactical and that they're not educated about the issues.
They're not paying attention, but they have noted all of this.
Hombres del trabajo,
working people,
ustedes nos devuelven la esperanza.
You give us back hope.
Por ustedes volveremos a sonreír al mundo.
Because of you, we can smile again before the world.
Volveremos a creer en la paz.
We will believe again in peace.
Seguiremos creyendo en el lenguaje del amor.
We will continue believing in the language of love.
No en el lenguaje de los fusiles.
But not in the language of weapons.
Unamos
los corazones.
Let's unite our hearts.
Nuestro trabajo.
Our work.
Nuestro esfuerzo.
Our strength.
Por decir no a la política de guerra.
To say no to the policy of war.
Sí a la política de la paz.
Yes to the policy of peace.
No a la segregación.
No to discrimination.
Sí a la educación social en Colombia.
Yes to social investment in Colombia.
Thank you very much.
I am not the only member of Congress who stands with you today. As long as the demand remains in the United States, our policy of coca eradication in Colombia just serves as a great price support. We saw last week what they think about democracy as they cheered the military coup that deposed the democratically elected president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez.